Welcome back to the Press Box, and welcome back the Hall of Famer, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Just found out just recently that you've been elected to the Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, and I'll tell you this right now, all seriousness, all sincerity, it is well overdue, my friend. You belong in the hall, and I'm glad that you're finally getting in. It is now adequately filled with the presence of one Dave Buzzy Baker.
You are too kind, my friend. I just wonder, most people do not know that amongst her many clients and partners, the lovely Leanne represents the Kentucky Broadcasters Association. So I can't get out of my mind the fact that there could possibly have been some ballot box stuffing. But in all honesty, it's a great honor, and I'm really, really humbled. And I just hope that I can be what you are, my friend. I mean this sincerely, and that is a Hall of Fame friend. And so everything else is gravy, as we say in the South. But let's go ahead and jump right into it. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Horseshoe, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Gene, what we've got this week, a great one at Churchill Downs, which obviously used to be held at Arlington Park. It is the $1 million Grade 1 Arlington Million at Churchill Downs.
At Churchill Downs. And, you know, the world is always a changing place, and I know that Churchill Downs took a lot of heat and grief and angst over many people saying, well, they should have never closed Arlington Park, and you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is economics being what they are, all sports have to be very, very cognizant, and
sure.
And you know, Churchill Downs, having sold Arlington Park, a real facility that Mr. Duchessois raised from the ground, this new Arlington Park, it is now going on to be a part of the Chicago Bears training facility, and will be utilized in a different way. But Churchill Downs.
Hold on, this is one of those off the wall questions.
Yes, sir.
Was that not a statue of the Great Cigar out in front of Arlington Park?
It was, yes, absolutely.
So do we know what's happened to the statue?
I don't know. The first Arlington Million, it may have been the statue that you're referring to is the race between John Henry and the BART, and it was a obstacle separating those two. And to this day, I don't know how John Henry got up to beat the BART,
right.
But it was part of the history and the story of Arlington Park and really the Arlington Million, and John Henry
then
came back to win the Arlington Million yet again for trainer Ron McAnally. But you know, it's one of the great races in our history, and while Arlington Park it will no longer be in service as a thoroughbred racing facility, we do have the racetrack to preserve. I mean, the race itself to preserve, and it will be extended this year. At Churchill Downs, you know, they've had their own stress and strife over this spring of putting in the new turf course and with the drought we had earlier in the year. But, you know, we're going to have both the Beverly D and a Grade 1 event. I think maybe that's a Grade 2 this year, but for fillies, and then the Grade 1 Arlington Million. And one of the great things about this is that Ellis Park worked with Churchill in moving a day of its race schedule over to Churchill Downs so they can do this event on Saturday, August the 13th, the Arlington Million Day at Churchill Downs. And I think it'll be a great addition to our racing here in Kentucky, and it's a preservation of one of the greatest races in our history.
Only the fifth time in history, and the first time since 83-84, that there has been racing at Churchill during August and this special one-day meet. So now that we've got the background there, go ahead and kind of break it down for me and how you take a look at this field for the Arlington Million.
Well, it's an outstanding field that's been assembled, and really a lot of credit goes to the management there at Churchill Downs and the racing secretary, Ben Huffman, and the assistant, Dan Bork. Dan is also the racing secretary at Ellis Park. But getting these horses to come in at Churchill Downs for this special day of racing, it's just going to be an outstanding race. You know, you got Set Piece, trained by Brad Cox. Laurent Giroux has been riding out at Del Mar. He's going to be back in at Churchill Downs and riding Set Piece, who's been just outstanding since he arrived in this country from over across the pond. And you know, absolutely loves this this venue. You've got Chad Brown, who is just kind of has become the guru of turf racing in this country. He's got Sacred Life, a French bred, Manny Franco coming in and riding. You got Field Pass. Field Pass, you know, is going to be ridden by Ray Gutierrez for Mike Maker. But, you know, I think maybe the two horses that are the cream of the crop, if you want to say, is Smooth Like Straight, trained by Michael McCarthy and will be ridden by John Velasquez. And Santine, a horse trained by Brendan Walsh, will be ridden by Tyler Gaffleone. It's really kind of amazing, Buzzy. I was talking to someone today. Tyler Gaffleone has never ridden in the Arlington Million and thus never has won the Arlington Million. But, you know, he's won, like, the riding championship at Churchill Downs, like, the last 8 or 9 meets. So he's going to get the 3-1 favorite in Santine, and here's a horse that's just been outstanding all summer long and won a race at Churchill Downs back in the spring as well. You know, 11 races carded. The Beverly D is a win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup as well. Also, the race card will include a couple of other stakes on the day. I just think that the Arlington Million is the linchpin of the day, and obviously is going to be a tremendous race. I think you got to look at the horse coming in from California, Smooth Like Straight. I think you got to look at Santine. But I am going with an upset.
Yes, let's go.
Let's go. A small upset, but let's call it an upset anyway.
Yes.
Third, I think, in the odds maker, Mike Battaglia made him the third choice Set Piece for trainer Brad Cox. Going to be ridden by the Frenchman, Laurent Giroux. I think he gets up. I think Tyler Gaffleone is going to be awfully tough to pass in the deep stretch with Santine. But I'm going to give the edge to Set Piece in the Grade 1 Arlington Million on this beautiful Saturday in Kentucky. The weather's going to be great. Temperature's going to be down. Get out to Churchill Downs on a Saturday in August. How many times have you ever said that in your life?
Well, I haven't said it, but it's been five the first time since 83, 84. And remember that you can get all of Gene's picks at the PressBoxLTS.com. PressBox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA, the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's to you and yours. Like you said, just a fabulous day. Going to be an awesome day of racing. Hope you enjoy, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And the fact that you know it will be the fifth time in Churchill Downs history.
Yes.
You'll be racing live in Louisville, Kentucky. Is just one of the
reasons
why you are going to be in the Kentucky Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Have a great weekend. Love you, man.
Love you too, brother. Take care.
See you, boy. Bye-bye.
Bye.